And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. And now joining us in studio, as she does every Wednesday, we have Candy Westbrook, the director of the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. And Candy, good morning. How are you doing today?
Hi, good morning. It's beautiful outside, so I'm doing great.
Absolutely. I mean, what is it? 52 degrees outside already. So a great way to start the day.
Yeah.
And of course, you just got here probably about 5 minutes ago, a extremely packed breakfast over business or business over breakfast today. So
yes.
It sounds like there was a lot of great things going on over there this morning.
Yeah, we did. We had a packed house. It was great. And good speakers. And then, of course, lots of community announcements. So
and great food.
Yes, I know. We feed people. We like that. So good breakfast. So we were at the Best Western, and they were our sponsor today. And they are now in year two of this new ownership. So they got new owners. Just a couple years ago, they started doing some renovations and remodeling, and they've been working on just making a good downtown hotel. So we're glad they're there, and we appreciate just kind of being involved in, of course, hosting our business over breakfast every month. So that's awesome.
Absolutely. Anytime my parents come to town, that is where they stay
at.
So you can stay at my place. They're like, no, we don't want to put you out. We'll go to the hotel. And I'm just like, okay, fine. That works for me.
It works. It's awesome. So our first speaker we had was Sharla from the city of Coffeyville, who talked about the housing program and how that's been going in the last year. And they were finally able to go live on one of their programs this week. It's a USDA program. It's 100% federally funded. So nothing is coming out of the pockets of, you know, here at Coffeyville. This is basically to help those with low income build a house. And they actually have to provide so much of their own sweat equity, basically. So they, as the homeowner, have to help build the house and do some work on it and do certain financing. But for the most part, it's an awesome program. She said they already have enough applications to fill all the slots already.
Wow.
So that's good news. But the great thing is that's just step one. I mean, they're going to keep doing this every year. So it's not just, oh, if I missed it, I can't ever get a house. You know, they're going to be doing this. The goal is to do about 10 homes a year for the next 10 years. So within 10 years, we'll have 100 new homes in Coffeyville.
That'd be great.
That's great. You know, I'm excited about that. And we get to do that for many years to come. So excited about all the progress made on that. We also had Tom Simpson. He is the interim director for Montgomery County Action Council. He's going to be there a couple more months while they hire a new director, but just kind of gave us some updates of things happening in our county. Their job basically is, of course, economic development, but what that means is job creation. And it's not always just about bringing in a huge company, but it's just making sure that we find ways to create jobs in our community. It takes many forms. I mean, sometimes it's housing, like we just talked about. Sometimes it's, you know, bringing in a company. Sometimes it's workforce. There's all kinds of things, but the chamber has been partnering with them and working with them on some things, and I love it because we're seeing so much great progress. A couple things he announced, though, that I was excited about. The Bartlett project up there by the Cherryville, right on schedule, and they should be breaking ground April 1st.
Very nice.
So that is going to be awesome to see. It is actually the second largest development in Kansas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
That's been happening
That's
right
going to pop up, and it's going to be a huge area right there, but it's going to be very good for all of Montgomery County.
It is. And then, you know, a few weeks ago, I think it was a few weeks ago, I announced this, but the state has also been trying to recruit a big company. And they finally passed the bill to say, yes, we'll provide all these incentives to this company to come to Kansas. It's the company, it's going to be over $1 billion.
$1 billion.
So
that they're bringing in, or
yes, to build the company, it's going to cost that much. It's a huge project. The challenge, though, is actually finding workforce, which I know that sounds crazy, and most people are like, "Well, we need jobs." Well, everybody needs jobs, but they're talking, you know, several thousand employees,
mm-hmm.
and that's not always easy to find in rural communities.
Right,
so
that's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. So I don't know where they're going to end up yet. They're still working on that. But it looks like that is making some good progress, and hopefully that project will be coming to Kansas. So
do we know who it is as
not
of yet?
Yet.
Or
they
kind of, is that still kind of under?
They haven't. I think it's related to either car or aviation.
That would definitely be good.
Yeah. So we'll see where it ends up. But we're just keeping our fingers crossed that all that works out good.
Because transportation is never going anywhere.
That's a good thing.
Well, it goes places, but you know what I mean. It's not going away anytime soon.
Yeah. Well, also, economic development is not just about bringing in a new company, mm-hmm. but it's the companies we have here and helping them grow. That's one of the things that is my job, is to make sure our businesses here are doing well and thriving. So we have some expansions getting ready to start, and I'm excited about that. So, of course, in Independence is the FedEx expansion. That's a big project that's going on. The refinery will be getting ready to break ground and do all their expansion right here in Coffeyville. And also over in Independence is the Kansas Aviation. They're getting ready to expand. So that's pretty neat that's happening. The last thing Mac is working on is something called a site certification project. Basically what it is they can get a piece of land site certified, it's basically like a turnkey, shovel ready. It means that business doesn't have to go in and do a whole bunch of stuff to get that site ready to build. It's done. It's ready to go.
They just move right in.
They
kind of
just put the building on there, but the water is already in and all the inspections and just all kinds of stuff. So they are working on that right now. And if they can get it all accomplished, there's only 3 sites right now in Kansas certified. So we'll basically be doubling that number in Kansas by getting several of them here in our county. So good news on that.
Absolutely. Lots of great news.
I know.
And like you're talking about with housing is important because that's what kind of employers look like. Like, do we have a place to put our employees?
Yes, exactly. And
so, again, housing does work hand in hand with bringing jobs into town.
It does. It does. Housing is important. The daycare is important. So, actually, that's one of the announcements I had today. Sharon was in from ABC Childcare, and they have been making some changes and rearranging some stuff so that they can hire more staff and take on more kids. So they are looking to add about 20 more slots and ages 3 to 5. They do have some 1 and 2 year old spots, but most of the time there's a wait list on those. But that was great to see that they're trying to expand, because again, you got to have a place to live. You got to have a place for your kids to have daycare. And of course you have to have the job. So
absolutely,
all kind of plays together. Sharon also said that they've been working on some projects. And I kind of been helping her with some of these, and I'm excited to see the growth that they've had. They've got a above ground shelter so that now the kids have a place to go for tornado, or anything, but storms, and new shade coverings. So that was something that was just finally put up this past year. And then now they're working on a fundraiser for a parking lot, because right now the staff park, I think they park in a restaurant parking lot across the street. So they don't even have a parking lot. So they're doing a raffle. So if you would like to see those items that are going to get ready to be raffled up, or if you want to support them anyway, make sure to give Sharon a call at ABC Childcare. Okay, some other things going on. March 16th, Asbury Village is going to have a lunch and learn, and it's on proactive approach to aging and health. So sign up for that with Janet at Asbury. Craig Carell said that with some funding from the state, they were able to get 2 new people hired for healthcare assistance. So we are blessed that we actually have on-site community health right in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
So keeping our kids healthy is important so that they stay in school.
Right.
So that's exciting that they're able to get 2 new positions for that. And so he was sharing that today. Marlon from Coffeyville Community College was sharing some good news as well. So you probably saw, but the academic challenge team won the state finals.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to nationals and they finished 10th in the nation. So I think that was pretty good. I mean, because they were competing at some pretty big, places and schools. So congratulations to the academic team. That's awesome.
No, that's incredible. Finishing 10th nationally. That just goes to show you there's some good learning going on over at CCC.
Exactly. I mean, we have amazing athletics, but it's not just that. Sometimes people just kind of forget that, wow, it's a place of learning, and mm-hmm. they are doing awesome. So.
Yes, they are.
They are bringing back the college auction. I always go to it every year. It's so much fun. It's going to be April 30th, so mark your calendars, and that's where they raise all their money for scholarships. And one of the reasons why it's one of the most affordable colleges, they get ranked every year for being most affordable, and it's because we have wonderful people that give and donate and support those scholarship programs. So next year, they are actually celebrating 100 years.
Yay!
So Marlin said they are working on a whole bunch of projects, and they'll be sharing news on it over the next few months. But they're going to be doing a whole bunch of different things in 2023 to celebrate 100 years. So that was pretty cool to hear. Some other things real quick. Linda Follett said that we are one of 20 counties that was able to receive some funding, basically, and through a program called Community Organizing to Promote Equity. So they're going to work on health issues and how social inequity kind of affects that. So they have over $40,000, and she said they're going to be working on a plan in the county to kind of figure out how they're going to use that money and distribute it. So, but that was cool that we're getting some good things in the county. The Journal announced, and I think it's been in my newsletter a couple times, but on June 11th over in Independence, they're going to have the first annual BizCon. So it's like a whole bunch of businesses, vendors, and food trucks, and all kinds of stuff. It'll be at the ICC campus. So again, mark your calendar for June 11th on that. Where did my other paper go? Last couple things. Griff Walker was there. The boys basketball is doing good. And great reminder that if you can't go to some of the games, you can go to YouTube and they have NATO Live. So you can watch any of the games live. So that's always good to... And, of course, you guys.
Yeah, we for home games, not only is the video there, they take our audio as well. So,
oh, wonderful.
So we got you covered that way on NATO Live. Also, if you can't listen, if you can't watch or get to the game, we got them right on Sunshine 98.9 KQQF.
That is awesome.
So,
that is awesome.
So we keep covering. And, in fact, and speaking of which, they do have a game tonight.
They do.
I can't remember the but it's about 3 hours away.
Yeah.
Where they will – the playoffs have started.
Yeah.
So,
I think that's why they were talking about the video, because they're like, well, yeah, we know not everybody can drive up that.
Yeah, exactly. But, so, they'll have the video. They'll also take our audio. So awesome. We got everybody covered on that.
That is good.
Get the best of both worlds. Get to look at it, but also the radio feed
right.
as well.
That's right. All right. A couple of last things from the chamber. We have an event coming up on March 24th. It's called Shop and Hop. So basically, it's just a way to get us to go out and have some fun, do some shopping local. There'll be prizes and things like that. So that'll be March 24th from 4 to 7. Jump on our Facebook page. We've got a list of the businesses that we'll be sharing on there and some other details about it. But make sure to come out and join us for that. Stay tuned. I'm going to be sharing some details over the next few weeks about new health insurance. So we have partnered with Blue Cross Blue Shield, and it's called Chamber Blue, and it's going to be health insurance for businesses. So a lot of times, you know, just especially a small business, health insurance is really expensive, and it's hard to offer it as a benefit. And now those small businesses will be able to combine together with hundreds of other businesses across the state. So that way, the bigger, you know, of course, the bigger pool you have, the better the rates are. So, and it's Blue Cross Blue Shield, so you know it's good coverage. It's not, you know, fly by the seat. So
right.
I'm excited about that. I'm so excited we can offer that benefit to our businesses. So if you are looking at maybe shopping around for some healthcare programs and your business is interested in more information, just give me a call and I'd be happy to talk to you about it. And then, like I said, I'll be emailing out some stuff on it pretty soon. Finally, I am also excited to be sharing a special report that'll be coming out probably next week. And it's basically what it is a 5-year report about what the chamber's been up to, what we've worked on in the community these last 5 years. And the reason I'm doing it, because it's always good to look back and kind of see like where you came from and where you're headed. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited about it because this year we're celebrating 115 years as a chamber. And I love this region because so many, the history here is just crazy, but so many places have been here for a long time. College, get ready to celebrate 100 years. Chamber, 115. Isham's just celebrated a bunch. So it's exciting to see that. And I just, as a community, I'm excited to see where we're going to be heading in the future with all the good things that are happening. So if you do want to hear more about all the stuff, because I know I shared a lot really fast, but feel free to give me a call. I'd be happy to meet with you about anything today or anything coming up. Of course, you can stop by the office. You can call 251-2550. Send us a message on Facebook. Of course, my email is on our website, but happy to talk to you about some of the great things happening and the momentum that we're starting to see.
Absolutely. It just sound, again, for the business over breakfast, it just sounded like there was just a lot of great information, just exciting things happening here in Coffeyville and Montgomery County as a whole.
Yes, exactly. Yes, the whole region. I'm definitely one of those people that believes that we will only grow if we do it as a region. So
exactly. So, well, Candy, thank you so much for coming on today, letting us know about what happened over there this morning. Of course, the next Business Over Breakfast will be next month. I can't see the calendar because I'm fairly blind.
I know.
But it will be the first. It's always the first Wednesday of the month. So when that gets closer, we'll obviously talk about that as well. But Candy, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. You're listening to Mighty 690 KGGF.